You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Breaking news this morning. Over the past couple of hours, a large number of police officers in riot gear breached through barriers at the UCLA campus, where hundreds of protesters of the Israel-Hamas war had built an encampment.
Flashbangs were deployed as the officers tore down walls made out of plywood. This is what it sounded like.
Break up this assembly. If you do not do so, you may be arrested.
We are watching on our monitors right now as protesters are put in zip ties and led off campus.
CNN just spoke with UCLA professor Nir Hoffman about what's happening around him right now.
The leadership of the university did not want to do anything about this. And in fact, I believe that it wasn't the melee that broke out Tuesday night that made them decide to disband this. I think they already made the decision earlier on Tuesday, which is why they issued a statement that the encampment is illegal. They decided to break down the encampment when they got called in front of Congress to testify May 23rd. That's, I think, what led them to finally shut this down.
I do want to further ask you, you know, what has been the sentiment of Jewish students on campus? Because you talked about your experience, you talked about, you know, the fear that may be welling up there. Have you heard from, you know, Jewish students on campus and how they are sort of dealing with this?
The Jewish students are horrified. It's just a disgusting atmosphere where, you know, anybody can be stopped by thugs and asked if they're a Zionist, told that they're not allowed to enter the library, told that they're not allowed to enter a class, you know, being pushed around. I've seen videos of Jews being assaulted. It's a terrible atmosphere, but, you know, this goes beyond just Jewish students. I'm sure the Palestinian students and other students are also horrified by what's happening. When you have no rule of law, when anarchy reigns, then everybody loses except the anarchists.
Here in Utah, thousands of students will be dressed in their cap and gowns as three Utah colleges host commencement ceremonies today.
But there's going to be an extra focus on security because of the war protest we've seen around the country. We begin our live team coverage with KSL News Radio's Adam Small. Adam?
Tim, I'm at the University of Utah where they will be beefing up their security for tonight's graduation ceremonies with extra police and security guards inside the Huntsman Center. Now, this comes after two large protests Monday and Tuesday night at President's Circle. One was peaceful, but the first ended with police in riot gear driving people off campus and arresting more than a dozen people. A school spokesperson tells the Deseret News, quote, "We hear the protesters and they have the right to express their viewpoints. They do not, however, have the right to disrupt the celebration of their peers' years of hard work and academic achievements." And for those graduating today, the focus will not be on those protests, but celebrating some great accomplishments. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr continues our team coverage.
Utah Valley University, the University of Utah, and Utah State University are all celebrating their graduates today with commencement ceremonies. The Aggies will kick the day off with their ceremony in Logan beginning at 9 a.m., hearing from keynote speaker Gail Miller, owner of the Larry H. Miller Company. Then at 6 in the evening, the Utes will hear from Ivo Patel, founder and president of Interfaith America. And finally, at 6:30, the graduating Wolverines will listen to entrepreneur Jamie Kern Lima. Convocation ceremonies for the three schools will be held today and tomorrow. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
It's been a rocky start for students trying to enroll in college this year. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with a story. Peter?
Amanda, May 1st is usually the time when college-bound kids commit to a school. But according to ABC, most students this year don't even know if they're getting financial aid yet. According to National College Attainment Network CEO Kim Cook, it's because the federal government's financial aid applications have struggled.
Open issues remain, including no functionality for upwards of 20% of students who need to make corrections.
What that has meant nationwide is a drop in total applications for financial aid by half. Utah is already near the bottom of the pile when it comes to high school seniors applying for FAFSA. That's about 22% of students actually filing the apps, and it's dipped by a quarter since last year. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Happening today, Governor Spencer Cox and several UDOT crew members will be pushing the message, Keep Utah Beautiful. They're going to be picking up trash along SR 201 near the Mountain View corridor as they launch the state's litter cleanup program. This program allows anybody to go online and volunteer for a one-time cleanup of state roads.
Be prepared for some disruptions with tracks train schedules because of upcoming construction and maintenance.
UTA is planning a series of nearly a dozen projects on the track system. The schedule they've released shows crews starting to work on the Blue Line Sunday, May 12th, and continuing at various locations all the way through the middle of October. In a release, Rail Infrastructure Project Manager Jacob Woden says UTA appreciates the patience and understanding of the community as they work to improve and maintain the quality, safety, and reliability of their system. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report. We go back to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, I-15 still delay-free for now as you travel through Utah, Salt Lake, and Davis counties. But you're going to see some backups in West Valley on Mountain View. You're going to see some slowing on the 201 freeway between Mountain View and Bangor. And other city streets. Redwood was looking pretty busy for a bit. Saratoga Springs to Lehigh. But at the moment, that looks like it's moving a little bit better now. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Streets in Houston are flooding this morning as the state prepares for another possible round of tornadoes. ABC's Rhiannon Alley reports.
Oh, my goodness.
Twisters tearing through the heartland, more than 100 confirmed in the past week, leaving at least 5 people dead. It was the second busiest April on record for tornado activity.
This is the most active month for tornadoes in the U.S. in the last 5 years.
What about our weather? Let's check in with Matt Johnson here, who looks at what we should expect through the month of May.
About one day in the 90s, so it can get hot, 7 days in the 80s, 10 in the 70s, 9 in the 60s, and 4 in the 50s, with about a buck 82 in the rain gauge. And believe it or not, we actually average about a tenth of an inch of snow, so it can still snow in at least early May.
Becky just texted me from Florida.
Yeah.
She's visiting her brother Brad and his wife Nancy. Uh-huh. 9 a.m., the temp is 76 degrees. today's high, by the way, should be 61.
Water treatment facilities across the country are being asked to upgrade their computer systems after multiple hacks. U.S. officials say they found weak security practices at several water treatment facilities.
There's a push to get more food processing done here locally rather than relying on companies out of state.
The Utah Department of Agriculture and Food has $1 million to distribute to local food processing operations. Bailey Wilstonhume with the UDAF explains why this grant money is so needed.
Utah has some very lacking areas as far as food processing goes, so it makes it very hard for local Utah farmers to get their products into Utah markets.
Growing Utah's food processing sector will help keep money in Utah's economy rather than outsourcing to other states. It will also make us less vulnerable to other states' food supply chain issues. Companies that would like some of the grant money will need to apply. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
We're learning more about a driver accused of hitting a school bus with children on board in Richfield. Police say Leonel Cedillo was highly intoxicated when he ran into the bus. Police say he was 5 times over the legal limit. He is being charged with 14 counts of reckless endangerment.
Little additional information this morning on a story we told you about yesterday. Mount Nebo Middle School is going to have extra security through the rest of the school year. After Payson police responded to those 3 fake bomb threats in the last couple of weeks, federal investigators trying to crack down where the threats, or track down rather, where those threats came from.
Over 16,000 pounds of ground beef have been recalled for a potential E. coli contamination. Cargill Meat Solutions sent the batches of meat to Walmarts across the country. The USDA says no one has reported getting sick from the meat.
Here's some other ground beef news this morning. New tests show there's no sign of bird flu virus showing up in the meat supply.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture said it tested 30 samples of ground beef in states where dairy cattle had tested positive for bird flu, finding no fragments of the virus. USDA says this reaffirms that the meat supply is safe.
ABC's Richard Cantu says concerns over were first raised when cattle in 9 states tested positive for bird flu.
911, what's your emergency?
A kid and my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.